InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Day of the return of the American Republic. I do the very best job I can to call balls and strikes and to tell it like it is, and I got to tell you, we've been extremely critical of Trump and ways he could have done things better. But comparing this administration to the last and to see the trajectory of it now, last night and this morning doing hours and hours of research, just looking at everything that's unfolding, and looking at the straight shooting we're getting out of Trump and the real politique for the American people, I got to tell you that the globalists are screwed. The actions he's taking are more and more aggressive, more and more hardcore, and he just understands that, yes, the DOJ is full of lying scum that lie to his face and sabotage everything, but they're even still getting some traction there. But when it comes to DHS, when it comes to the military, when it comes to the Border Patrol, when it comes to funding and things he controls, he is absolutely knocking it out of the park. Now, if you go to the live show headline that I just wrote before we went live for X and Rumble and InfoWars.com, so you can share that live feed post, you know, with a breakdown of what we're covering, I have a pretty powerful headline. And it's that Trump is now nuking the Democrat deep state from orbit. Bombshell broadcast, Trump prepares to politically nuke Democrats from orbit. On February 1st, all federal payments to blue sanctuary cities to be suspended. Plus, Trump pledges to come to the aid of Iranian rebellion as Denmark sends troops to Greenland. I mean, wow. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got some big guests coming on as well today. Also intend to open the phones back up. My laryngitis, as you can hear, is a lot better. I'm just really no pain. I'm not even sick. I just, like almost everybody in the town from the pollen and the dust and the crap around here is talking like me. Chances are you know anybody in Austin. They're like, oh, yeah, or call somebody you know in Austin. They're just like, yeah, man, it's crazy. And look, I know people that are born in Austin, and I've been here since high school, and I'm from Texas. That's all the other GMO and crap that's out there that we eat, even we try to avoid it. The studies show that then normal pollen and stuff has an even bigger triggering effect. There are people that never had allergies that have them really bad now. And I can tell you, if I wasn't taking turmeric and mitigating things, I'd be in bed. It's just hardcore. But that's a side issue. Hopefully in the next few days this will be completely gone and you won't have to listen to me sound like I'm a snake or something. But
Cobra. But that's where my voice is right now.
Part gremlin, part baritone. That's what you're stuck with. All right. But getting serious. And then you've got, as I said in the last year, because the globalists said they were doing it, the UN said they were doing it, Bill Gates captains the committees, the advisory boards on censorship and the global control grid, the social credit score, that Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, we're all going to start implementing the exact same laws, written exactly the same. Just the names are changed for the countries to literally arrest you for any reason and put you in jail for 5-10 years for if they think you're going to say something that's politically incorrect. And now they're passing these things everywhere. And they're passing digital IDs. It's all the social credit score. It is the chains. The chains are going on. And Starmer was set to ram through the digital ID. Now he says he's pulled back. That is a feint. Like in a sword fight, you act like you're pulling back, but really you're about to stab from the other side with your dagger, not your sword. It's a game, folks. We'll give you the facts on that coming up.
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWar.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, musket and cannon have tarnished gray coat. Don't he look fine and handsome? Don't he look at his moat? 45 in the foxhole, and of this I will boast. Don't they look fine and handsome, my poor Johnny boy's bones? Well, who will bring back my Johnny boy's bones to lay beneath the trees of his Tennessee home? A box, made of sturdy white oak, with his arms folded up and his blue eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got front row seats for the battle for the future of humanity. And nobody's a spectator. Even if you want to pretend you are. If you try to stay out of the fight, you've still made a decision to basically submit to tyranny. And you've joined with the wicked ones. It's really that simple. So those of you that think you can stay out of this, you're lying to yourselves. The globalists, the Democrats, knew that Trump was going to try to reverse replacement migration in the UN plan with the NGOs. They know from tapping his phones and following him for years that Trump does what he says he's going to do or dies trying. And so they began to prepare when they thought they couldn't steal the election in 2020 to run exactly what they're running now. And he won this time because of the overwhelming vote that overrode their fraud with a landslide. They said, we're doing the Podesta plan. So he should have a leg up on them because they said everything they would do. And they have NGO, taxpayer-funded, Soros-funded training seminars everywhere, rent-a-mobs, AstroTurf, where they train women how to drive in with their cars into restricted areas, into areas that law enforcement's blocked off, play dumb, not follow directions, get pulled out of the car, play victim. We've got examples of that. But that's really all they've got is theater. But when you understand that they're the ones that flooded the country, they're the ones that told third world countries, dump all your prisoners on us, you're mentally ill. They're the ones that said it was a plan to bring the economy down and bring in a permanent underclass. So we're opposing their takeover plan. And people think that they get points by playing both sides. And, well, I understand we got to control the borders, but these are Gestapo tactics. Well, yet must not have studied the Gestapo. And people tend to use the term Gestapo as if that was really bad to get a visit from the Gestapo. No, if you got a visit from the SS, that was really bad. That meant they're probably going to just shoot you right there in your house. Or if they wanted something from you, take you in and torture your ass to death. Or if you were on the Eastern Front and one person shot a army officer, they would round up 100 people, put them in a church, and burn it down with a minute. If you shot an SS officer, they'd round up thousands and kill them just as a retaliation. So, you know, it's that's not the Gestapo and that's not the SS. People covering their faces because they're being doxxed and death threatened and shot at is not that. three or four ICE agents with 100 people throwing bottles and bricks at them when they're there trying to serve a warrant on a human trafficking site with methamphetamine and fentanyl and dozens of children being saved, though you never see that when they save them because the news covers it up. This is organized by the governors, the mayors, the Democrats, and it's organized crime. And, you know, I've known Joe Rogan since 1998, 99. Got to be friends with him. And I love Joe. But, you know, he does the thing where he'll kind of play both sides. And he talked the last few days on his show, I'll play a clip in a moment, saying, well, you know, we don't need ICE to act like Gestapo. He said, are we really going to be the Gestapo? Well, the Democrats hire and train soccer mom women to go into streets that are blocked off and then block off ICE and then ram them with cars. There's been hundreds of cases of it. And hoping something bad would happen. And then the national media steadfastly will never show the footage of the Mrs. Good who died last Wednesday. They will never show the footage from the frontal shot of him bouncing off the front of the car when she rams it. Everybody just plays dumb. And then, oh, yeah, that's Gestapo. No, it's not. But first, here's President Trump nuking the Democrats from orbit. Here it is.
We're giving 90-day notices to places like California, Scott. Right away, we're going to send out that notice. Who would build the federal government as people poured into the state to send those people back, because no country can afford to do it. No country can afford to take in millions of people, pay for their education, their health care, their hospitals. You just can't do it. And we all have a heart. You can't do it. But many of those people are murderers. They're people released from jails, prisons, mental institutions, insane asylums. They're people that are drug dealers. They're addicts. Additionally, starting February 1st, we're not making any payments to sanctuary cities or states having sanctuary cities, because they do everything possible to protect criminals at the expense of American citizens, and it breeds fraud and crime and all of the other problems that come. So we're not making any payment to anybody that supports sanctuary cities. We have also suspended nearly 8,000.
So far, he's just piecemealed. Okay, California, you're going to put men and women's sports. You're going to sanction men and women's bathrooms. Okay, we're going to cut part of your education funding. No, this is, we're cutting everything now. You get none of it. And it's all constitutional. And quite frankly, the feds shouldn't even be in that business of sending all the money to the states. But it's been set up like that to take our money and then send it back to control us. Trump's cutting it off to get the left to stop in 800 plus cities and towns where illegal aliens and other criminals are above the law. You know the drill. And this is some of the real power Trump has. And they have already had so much of their NGO funding cut off, so much of their fraud's already been exposed. There have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Somalis indicted in just the last few months. There are hundreds and hundreds of federal officials, including deputy heads of FEMA, that have been indicted. I mean, people say they're not indicting anybody. That's not really true. Thousands and thousands of indictments, convicted judges that helped illegal aliens, you know, get out of the courthouse and evade ICE. Now, remember, what ICE is doing is illegal, arresting illegal aliens with court orders. CNN, MSNBC says, though it's not true, of course, it's totally legal. But a judge who helped them get out of the building, illegal aliens with long criminal records, she's now going to prison, convicted. But remember, you turn on MSNBC or CNN, they say it's all illegal. You look at the mayors of these cities, Minneapolis, Seattle, it's illegal. No, it is illegal, and you have a Second Amendment to stop them. Get your guns. I'm going to play more compilations of them saying get guns. They're illegal, they're Gestapo, they're Nazis. And that's why when Joe, and I'm going to call him up, I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks, I'm gonna call him today, and I'm just gonna say, Joe, you know, you're one of the biggest shows in the world. People really respect you. And we've already had ICE kill. We've had Border Patrol kill. They're under massive attack. They're outnumbered 100 to 1. There's only 10,000 enforcers. There's 40 million illegals here total. That's a low number since Obama, and then 20-something million with Biden. And this is about our sovereignty. And you know it's about the 18 new members of the Congress that the Democrats got because they count them in the census and apportion new Democrat seats. And you know they're voting. He knows all this. So I get it's a thing to hedge your bet and say, ooh, this is getting out of control. You know, I support Trump overall, but let's not be Gestapo. The Gestapo, if they were fighting the left, and if the Gestapo was in charge, they would have arrested Alexander Soros and George Soros and the Democrat leaders. They would have been grabbed out of their houses at night years ago. I mean, the minute the Nazis took over. And they didn't like the left, so they would have done this. Within days of them being elected, all the leadership of the Democrats would have been snatched out of their houses. And then they would have been taken and tortured to get all the information from them and then hung by piano wire so Hitler could watch it later when he watched dinner. That's what he did. He liked to watch his enemies executed while he ate pastries. So don't compare Trump. You know, Trump will be hanging out with, you know, college athletes or whatever, giving them free hamburgers. That's what Trump likes to do, and play golf and stuff at his grandkids. He doesn't like hanging people by piano wire. So just you need to get yourself straight on that, Joe. There is no comparison other than, I mean, I guess the German military wore uniforms, but the Gestapo wore, you know, trench coats and Hugo Boss uniforms. ICE is wearing tactical gear so they can run and wrestle and fight. And they've got their tear gas, and they've got their tasers. They've got their less lethal weapons, non-lethal weapons, so they can use whatever they need at certain points. And I just can't believe they've been able to find this many people with this much courage to be demonized, lied about, a target put on their back. And in every video, they're outnumbered 10 to 1, 50 to 1, 100 to 1, 200 to 1, 300 to 1. I mean, it's just they're absolutely throwing themselves in the deep end, putting themselves in the grease. ICE is like a vat of, you know, boiling oil is Minnesota, Minneapolis, and they're the French fries being lowered into the grease. And then you have these paid agitators. Shock video. ICE terrorizes another woman. She comes into the area they've turned into Chaz. They've locked down the left. She's driving around. They're telling her, get out of the area. She's yelling and screaming at them. And then finally, when she won't listen, because they're carrying out operations, and you've got other people attacking them, escalating it. They're all trained. They get trained at these churches and other areas that the left seized and got control of, these churches where they wear our skin now, you know, all of the LGBT lesbian pastors. And then they just escalate and escalate and escalate until, oh my God, another woman senselessly, for no reason, just driving down the road randomly. No, she was just a block away from where Good got killed. And she was driving in, they're reporting, doing similar stuff, blocking areas. And again, how did she get through the artificial checkpoint that the tens of thousands of leftists that are camped out there to get in? Because they let her through. But instead, the national media cuts to right here and says, no one knows why they randomly pulled over a woman. And when you hear her, she goes, they beat me. They've beaten me up before she's even pulled out of the car. They didn't beat her up. Then she says, I'm disabled. And we're going to get to this in a moment. And then we're going to show you the training videos where they train them how to do this. So this is how they juxtapose it. They bring in 40 million illegals. They say, when I win the election, immediately seize the border, Biden said in 2020. They commit mass crime, murder, just total destruction. And then they're the good guys, though, because, oh, look, a woman came and did this. And, oh, look, no one knows why they did this to her. They don't show you what happened before. Here's Joe Rogan.
You don't want militarized people in the streets just roaming around, snatching people up, many of which turn out to actually be U.S. citizens that just don't have their papers on them. Are we really going to be the Gestapo? Where's your papers? Is that what we've come to?
That is where we came to, Joe, because they got rid of the border. They got rid of the enforcement systems. They turned these people loose by the tens of millions and gave them real Social Security numbers so they can vote, so they can get benefits, so they can engage in fraud. That's on record. Biden gave it to them, millions of people. They disappeared at least 500,000 children, many of which have been found in sex slavery and slave labor. And so then they go out to areas that they've pinged with the data they've got off the cell phones in their criminal investigations of known felons and that happen to be legal aliens, and then they track down where they're working, where they're living, what they're doing. Then they stake it out, and they grab them. And sometimes if somebody looks like that person, and they come up and say, let me see your ID. And then if they're one of these trained agitators, they say no and flip out. But you know ICE is not trying to get citizens. The few they make contact with become these huge victims, and they play it up. They are doing a great job with what they've been given to go out and execute this. And so they are the David, the corporate media, the illegal alien mob controlled by the left is Goliath. It is. And it is to bring down the country. Doesn't mean all the illegal aliens are bad people. It does, but the point is that they were brought here to be made political weapons and to change the apportionment of members of Congress, to give them the blue seats, which they've got 18 new ones out of this, and they then sign them up for all the welfare, and then, as I told you decades ago, milk most of the money off the top and farm these people. They farm the Somalis. They farm the Hispanics. They farm the homeless. And the Somalis are the worst ever because they're actually a mafia culture. And so that's why they're the worst. Because it's a tribal mafia, and it's only one tribe of Somalis that are mainly brought over here. And they've made sure that only that tribe gets over. Just like 70% of the HB1 visas in the world are from India. And then upwards of 80% are of those. 80% of the 70% in the world is one little tribe who first got in 50 years ago and then only lets their tribe in. And they're not even being really mean. They don't let any other Indians in either. They control the lawyers, the groups, the banks. Now it's coming out. It's a mafia. And but then also they really won't usually hire in positions anybody but Indians. And again, it's one little tribe out of India is the majority of Indians in America. And just like the majority, I mean, it's like 80%. You look it up, of the Somalis are one little ruling tribe out of Mogadishu. And Ilhan Omar's father and grandfather were the ruling party military leaders, like the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman of Joint Chiefs, in the genocide they conducted. And then when they were overthrown, they fled here. Were brought here by the CIA. So just understand what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with cream puffs here. And they've been running African slave trade for the Arabs for 1,400 years out of Somalia. And Ilhan Omar's family is, formerly, before they became communists, were the royal family. So that's why she's so arrogant. That's why black Americans run into Somalis and they go, why are they so arrogant? Why would they talk to me? Why do they tell me I'm not black? I'm not African. By the way, blacks aren't human. Well, that's what they're taught. It's not just white people that can have that attitude, please. I mean, it's just, that's why the big joke is Islam taught in the prisons and stuff to black people that it's the thing to empower black people. Well, you obviously haven't read the Quran. You obviously don't know anything about it. But it's just classic BS, absolute classic horse manure. But I'm digressing, and I'm not trying to get on Joe about this. It's just that they're given an impossible job, an uphill battle, with 10,000 enforcers. They only had 5,000. Now they're up to 10,000. They're about to have 20,000. It's growing fast. And they need 100,000. I mean, and they're getting veterans and police officers and people. And you see how fast they chase down people that, you know, attack them. You see how professional they are. And there they are with their backs turned. There'll be three or four of them with hundreds of people attacking them, screaming, we're going to kill you. We're going to murder you. And they were screaming and doing all that before this woman got killed. we're going to Charlie Kirk your ass, all this stuff. And I've got courage. I mean, you've seen me march into Antifa with just me and a couple of guys and, you know, in Dallas and places, because I needed to, you know, show what a bunch of cowards they are. But most people won't do that. Well, I wouldn't do that on a daily basis all day long like ICE. I mean, I can tell you the stress level just must be insane. They are these blue city areas are war zones. The Democrats are trained with apps by the governors and mayors, and in many cases, police chiefs and sheriffs, stalking them, calling them Nazis, saying they're illegal, saying go get guns, Second Amendment them, shoot them. You got the famous Capitol leftist police saying Second Amendment their ass. Deranged leftists attacking you, spitting on you. They broke into more hotels last night. Turns out ICE isn't even in the building. They just randomly pick a hotel, go in, beat up the staff, break out the windows, spit on people. Doesn't hit the national news. All you get is the one Hispanic lady. And they don't tell you, oh, her people had the roads blocked off. It's right where Ms. Good died last week. Oh, they don't tell you how she went into the area where they were doing an enforcement raid. They just told her, get out of here. And she cussed at him and yelled at him and wouldn't. And it goes on and on and on and on. And then she got what she wanted. She got arrested for not following a lawful order. I mean, my God, folks, if the police were doing a search warrant, or let's say a raid on a drug house at noon one day, and I was driving down the road, you know, let's say in East Austin, and I just see a SWAT team truck and 10 police cars, what do you think's going to happen if I even walk up to them? They're going to say, sir, police business, a danger, you need to get back, you know, 100 yards. And if I just said, no, F you, this is a free country, you're Gestapo, and I just walked in, and then I just pushed past them the minute I pushed a cop, jump on me, take me to jail. Because God knows what's happening. Is there a dead baby that ate fentanyl? Is it, you know, I mean, you know, these are serious situations here. Like, mind your own business. But instead, everybody knows what ICE is doing. They're going and getting hardened criminals. And they're being surrounded and heckled and doing this. And then it's just a cheap shot. It's a cheap shot by Joe Rogan. Oh, yeah, you know, don't be Gestapo. We just don't need that. And I'm not trying to be mean to Joe. It's just that, and some people say, oh, Jones is the biggest bootlicker now of the police state. I'm the expert on the police state. No one denies that. Books, films, all of it. I know what a police state is. When they were training the military and police to take our guns and take our children and set up martial law and lock down our cities and all the stuff I predicted decades before they did it, because it's a UN plan, I was given that by the military and police because they didn't like being trained to do it. It's how I got the secret videos. It's how I got the documents. They were the ones telling me. Now, some police got brainwashed. You later saw them come out and say, yeah, we're trained to take on gun owners and Christians. But we got organized, and we're now taking the government over, and we're getting it to be constitutional and do its duties like deport vicious criminal illegals and things. So, see, it's government that's working for us and hanging their ass out over the line. I mean, putting their balls on the table. I mean, I can tell you, hands down, just looking at it, the most dangerous job in America is being an ICE agent right now. Deep sea divers have got it easier. And so, no, it's not about bootlicking. It's about we took the government back partially. They're doing our mission and risking their damn lives, and I back them. That's the opposite of bootlicking. Because I know I got the same enemies coming after me and my family and doxing me. I got skin in the game. I'm not behind these men and women. I'm right beside them. You understand that? And you should get there too. Cut the crap. We'll be right back.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taken, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a three-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Hold on. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We got Mike Lindell coming up with big news on Minnesota's gubernatorial run. Tim Walz dropping out the race and more. Then Syrian girl. And, you know, her family's part of the ruling party over in Syria previously. She's an expert on it. She'll kind of give the pro-Iranian view. So I think it's important to get every angle of this out. But certainly the news that she's reported on my show over the last 16 years that she's been joining us has always been accurate. You can disagree with where she takes it, and I do in some cases. You can disagree on what outcome she wants, but not her intel. It's really good. She's lived all over the Middle East, all over Europe, traveled all over Russia, lives in Australia as a scientist, a chemist, so she's a smart lady. And so I respect her and think she's a good person. That said, I'm not going to cry if the mullahs get removed, and I think we're close to it. I'm worried about the retaliation, though. They could still hang on. Trump says he's going to defend the opposition, and including the mullahs, are unpopular. There's a lot of factions, though, that are going to want to take control. But notice this stuff's happening all over the world right now because of the fourth turning, of the big changes that are happening, the demographic changes. And it's the same in every country. It can just be more extreme than one or the other, or less extreme. This is it's a fact that history repeats. It rhymes. We are in cycles. We all think we're different than somebody 1,000 years ago. And only in the fact that we don't know how to farm as well or fight as well or stuff, but we know how to use a cell phone better. You know, no, people act the same. And Africans act the same as Europeans and Asians and everybody. We, as groups, we have statistically different proclivities and things. We all have little things we do that, you know, that's kind of known for our group. That's still a statistic. But in the general, we behave the same. And we go through the same cycles. And we are going into a mega turning right now. It's the old system's out. The new system's in. And it's not like a 2012 Mayan calendar into the world thing, which actually the Mayan calendar didn't even say that. It was just some leftist made up crap from the 70s. The Mayan calendar said that was the beginning in a cycle of rebirth and a relighting of the fire on the hearth. And you can put whatever stock you want in their esoteric stuff, but all cultures, you understand these cycles. And you could say, 2012, all that, really things did start to accelerate. But regardless, this time of flux is here. And the State Department, the CIA, and the Carnegie Endowment, all of them talk about it. You'll go on average 80 plus years, 87 years is the average cycle, where things are pretty much status quo. And then you go into a period of about 10 years where things are in flux, and they describe society as being like steel in some of the white papers. And it's cold steel, but then it becomes liquid and you can reform it how you want during that period. So they're trying to reform it with the Great Reset, the end of the family, carbon taxes, austerity, AI control. We're trying to build a pro-human future and then integrate the technology in to be pro-human and to empower us. So that's where I stand with pro-human civilization, pro-God, pro-family. And I will promote organizations and groups and peoples and music and culture. It can come out of black people. It can come out of white people, Asians, Hispanics, old, young, gay, straight. I don't care. If you're promoting pro-human future and you're on the team, then I'm going to try to boost you. I literally am the captain of my own ship. I sit here every day. And I try to create the trends. I don't follow the trends. And I try to predict the trends. And when you understand trends in futurist perspective analysis, I can go read Rand Corporation stuff. I can read anything I want and already know what it's going to say before I read it because I've already done all the research myself. And it pretty much says what I say. They'll just have their perspective on how they've got a plan to make it better with totalitarianism. I don't agree with that. But 9 times out of 10, I don't need to even go read now what they're saying. I already know what's going on. In fact, better than they do. And I'm not bragging. It's a fact, folks, okay? I'm recognized by governments, intelligence agencies around the world as one of the best analysis researchers in history. And I don't say that to impress you. That's why I'm under attack. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. And, you know, when you have this level of deep research and knowledge and context over decades and decades and decades and decades of total commitment, it seems effortless to a lot of people. And it does become effortless when you know something, when you're a master at it. But a master will tell you that they're also the student and are constantly learning. And that I know that I know nothing about most things, to quote Socrates. And Aristotle said similar things, but I mean, it really does come down to that. All right. So this border situation and the 40 million plus illegals and all the things they've done is an existential threat. It is the UN globalist model to bring in these people, sign them up for welfare, control them, have them vote, have them apportion for the Congress, get more seats. They admit that's the plan. Every major blue city has passed laws that illegal aliens can vote in their elections. Now they go, well, just the local elections. But all the elections are basically held during the general elections and off-year elections. And they let them vote. And they pass laws in California and other states. You can't check an ID. And then if you go do an investigation of it and show it inside the polling place, you go to jail for violation of people's privacy. So, yes, they're doing it. Of course, this corrupt party's doing it. They're over. They're done. The Democrats have been around since the start of this country, 250 years. And no empire, no political movement, no group has ever survived 250 years. Now, every time I say that, I see people in the comments going, actually, this empire lasted this long or this. Now, I'm talking about dynasties. I'm talking about political movements. If you actually study geopolitics and history, no empire has ever lasted 250 years or longer. There's a few that have lasted exactly 250. Well, this year, we're 250. Now, I'm all about bucking the trends. And there's no alternative better system. If there was some better country, some new better idea, some new better thing, you bet I'm going to sign on right now. But we are the flower of the Renaissance. We're the best political technology the world ever produced. That's why for a while everybody was adopting what we did. Suddenly populations quadrupled, wealth got created, and then the globalists came in and said, let's get rid of this laissez-faire, true, open, free society. Let's call it imperial. Let's call it white. Let's call it racist. Let's call it evil. Let's get rid of it. And let's go to this environmental, humans are bad, hate yourselves, depopulate the earth, neo-feudalistic, pagan, human sacrifice model. That's what the UN says they want for their Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. So I'm opposing their ideology of death and anti-human Satanism. And that means I promote and stand with all the other permutations resisting it as a unified front against it. And that's why we're having success. We are the most anti-establishment broadcast there is in modern times. I am the absolute 100% opposite of what you would call state-run media, like CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times. I want to shrink the size of the state, make it constitutional, and get good people in it to end the globalist revolution against us and restore the republic. That is my goal. My goal is to influence. My goal is to not be part of a power structure. My goal is not part of getting into a power structure and rising up through it and going to galas and wearing tuxedos and feeling powerful and just amassing wealth for no reason. Real wealth is changing the culture. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But first, let's play this clip again because Trump's doing everything he says he's going to do when it's within his power. And when he cuts all federal funding to sanctuary blue cities, and that's an old number. I said 800. I looked it up today. It's over 1,000 cities and towns. It's basically all of them, just a handful that aren't. Where the illegal aliens are totally above the law. You have to understand, I didn't even understand what sanctuary city meant until about 15 years ago, or a little bit longer. I had the police chief here from Austin at the time in studio. And I knew that they weren't letting the feds arrest illegals for crimes and stuff, and I knew all that. And I knew they were protecting him, but he was explaining. He goes, no, no, no. And then later I looked it up, and it turned out this was standard. He's like, well, we can't really prosecute illegals for, you know, the undocumented for little small crimes because they won't trust us. So we just, there could be bigger crimes. And I go, so that's why they let them out for DWIs or all this other rape, assault. And he's like, yeah, in general, we just want them to trust us, so we really don't throw the book at them. We don't prosecute them. And then that becomes they're above the law. And then I've now since then seen the Democrats openly admit that. And then by extension, when an illegal alien commits a rape or a robbery, well, you can't have that in the news. And you've got to put the crime statistics, it's a white person, because you've got to just continue to prop up this lie. So this is the globalist takedown of the country. And, you know, if I'm criticizing Joe for saying, hey, we don't want to continue this Gestapo operation using the liberal talking point, just because Joe wants to sound like he's reasonable and sweet and you know, he's for border control and he's for Trump, but come on, let's not go too far. He thinks he's sounding reasonable. No, he's putting out the talking point of the bad guys who've human trafficked all the kids, who've got them into slavery, who've signed them up and then steal most of the welfare that is given to them. that are creating these cookie cutter permanent underclass people that they can farm and milk and parasitically feed off of them and us at the same time. And they're products of the lockdowns by the globalists in the third world. And the exodus where they fled here, just like Joe fled from California to Texas to get away from the COVID tyranny. And so it's something they started, something they did, their replacement migration. We don't blame the migrants, but they are the weapon. I love water. But if a big dam broke and I lived up beneath it, I'm not going to sit there when 100 feet of water come and just kills me. I'm going to get out of the way. So we're hit with a flood of this. And so you can't hedge your bets on this. So when Trump cuts off the sanctuary city funding, it is going to send shockwaves from the left even more. And they're going to get more violent and call for more violence. And I haven't even talked about every day without even trying to find it. I see 30, 40 clips to the point of I'm actually getting overwhelmed and I like won't even click on it. I just read the thing. This professor calls for murdering all whites. This professor calls for murdering all police and ICE. This state rep says, get your guns and take on ICE. This head Capitol Police says, yes, Second Amendment, take them on. You know, Don Lemon doubles down. Yeah, get guns, take them on. They're not legit. They're criminals. This sheriff in Philadelphia says, they're criminals. They're not real. You have a right to fight them. Carville says, rise up with guns. Now, notice he said 1776. Yeah, here's footage I shot. Notice it's blurred. That they had black painted on the windows. This was what down in McAllen. And so you'd have to like scrape the. And remember, this was all under Obama. And then they said it was Trump. And again, they told these people, come here, come here, come here. So they can sign them up and exploit them and then send their kids to God knows where. I mean, it's just pure evil. That's the Gestapo activity. Using people as human slaves. Not what Trump is doing. So here's Trump.
We're giving 90-day notices to places like California, Scott. Right away, we're going to send out that notice. Who would build the federal government as people poured into the state to send those people back because no country can afford to do it. No country can afford to take in millions of people, pay for their education, their health care, their hospitals. You just can't do it. And we all have a heart. You can't do it. But many of those people are murderers. They're people released from jails, prisons, mental institutions, insane asylums. They're people that are drug dealers. They're addicts. Additionally, starting February 1st, we're not making any payments to sanctuary cities or states having sanctuary cities because they do everything possible to protect criminals at the expense of American citizens, and it breeds fraud and crime and all of the other problems that come. So we're not making any payment to anybody that supports sanctuary cities.
That is nuking them from orbit. That is powerful, and you know he's going to do it. And the judge will try to block it. That'll be overturned. So let's hear from Fleckus. This guy's great. Been interviewing him for years. And he goes over the actual facts of how the illegals are bankrupting us by design. Then we've got a researcher from the Heritage Foundation, Laura Rise, breaking it down. And then that goes to folks exposing Don Lemon and his lies. Yeah, what about the tens of thousands murdered by the illegals? Or the tens of thousands dead from DWIs? Or the millions from fentanyl? You know, I mean, literally, folks, what about my dead reporter killed by La Reconquista illegal types? I mean, the Hispanic communities on the border voted for the first time ever all Republican because they have been hit by the crime waves. They're Americans. They know. No, this is not Gestapo behavior. This is defending our country when it's overwhelmed, overrun by a globalist UN replacement migration plan. This is Trump doing his damn duty. And they've still been able to find men and women that will stand against this and be demonized and shot at it and attacked and lied about and have sophisticated groups with trained actors go up and agitate. Let's play the clips.
Immigrants didn't raise your rent. Immigrants didn't spike your premiums. Immigrants didn't rig the economy. billionaires did. It's time to tax the rich.
So this tweet sounds good, but I'm actually going to go through point by point and tell you why it's not true. She says, didn't raise our rent. Well, 60% of rental demand growth in the U.S. was from foreign-born population. So they increase the demand and the supply goes down when they get apartments and houses. So they are to blame for the prices going up. So that's not true. They didn't spike our premiums. Many illegals, as you guys know, don't have health insurance or car insurance. So everyday people are stuck footing their bill, and that's why our insurance costs are going up when we subsidize them.
By the way,
not
true
as well.
In New York, it's $5 billion a year. California, I think $11 billion a year for illegals just in healthcare. 1 year in California alone, it was $40 billion for illegals for all the stuff. So it's way worse than he's even saying. Continue.
Didn't rig the economy. As you guys know, foreign-born people, especially illegals, undercut wages. And they also claim welfare, which we end up paying for as well. So all of these statements sounded really good to tweet, sounded pretty powerful, but ends up being completely backwards and completely wrong, actually.
And for her audience, they just go, billionaires did it. Yeah, it's billionaires. I hate billionaires. And I'd also like to talk to the billionaires who lobbied really hard for total laissez-faire. To act like 50 million foreign-born people in America has no impact, and some billionaire is laughing while lighting a cigar with a $100 bill and going, ha-ha, I did that, is like retarded.
But the tweet sounded good, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
This is clearly a pattern by the radical left to prevent more deportations, because the left has built their political house of cards on mass immigration, and they don't want to see their voters, their ballot harvesters, their headcount be deported. Everything we're seeing, whether it's illegal immigration or rioting or you name it, fraud, it's due to lack of consequences. For decades, we have looked the other way from illegal immigration, from overstaying visas, from working without authorization, from committing identity and document fraud. That's how we got to anywhere from 11 to 20 million illegal aliens before Joe Biden entered the White House. And then he doubled that. Now that the Trump administration is trying to enforce immigration laws, the left doesn't like it. Illegal aliens don't like it. And so they're lashing out. It's kind of like parenting 101. If you're not going to be a parent and discipline your children when you suddenly do so, kids lash out and have tantrums. We're seeing the adult version of that. We need much more immigration enforcement, many more deportations, not just worst of the worst. We need to normalize deportations. But also, we need consequences to these rioters, to their organizers, and to their funders. We need major, very high numbers of arrests, prosecutions, convictions, and sentencing.
You voted for MAGA? You idiots, is this what you voted for? Why would you even want this job? Is your ego and your penis, are they that small that you feel that you have to harass people in order to feel like a man or to feel strong? Is this what you voted for? Is this what you voted for? Maybe it is, and if you did, then you're a cruel, heartless bastard. Clearly, what this administration is trying to get you to do is unlawful. It is inhumane. It is unpatriotic. And it is un-American.
Listen up, you irrelevant low IQ has-been with a pea-sized brain. I'm actually getting everything I voted for because I don't want wide open borders like the Biden administration had. I don't want 15 million people just coming into our country with no consequences. I want to feel safe in my country. I want law and order to be enforced, because I understand that there is a group of men larger than the population of the United States that would like to come in and rape and kill American women, that would like to come in and take our freedoms away. I would like to protect our nation and the uniqueness of it. And I would love to know where your outrage was for Jocelyn Nunn Gary, a 12-year-old little girl who was sexually assaulted for hours, strangled, and then dumped in a creek by an illegal who was let in under the Biden administration. Where's your outrage for Rachel Morin, a 37-year-old mother of five who was raped, beaten, and murdered on a hiking trail by an illegal let in under the Biden administration? Who, by the way, was wanted for a murder in his home country. Maria Gonzalez, an 11-year-old girl, raped, strangled, her body was hidden under her bed in a laundry basket wrapped in trash bags by an illegal let in under the Biden administration. Where's your outrage for Kayla Hamilton, a 20-year-old who had autism and was raped and strangled by an MS-13 gang member from El Salvador? let in under the Biden administration. I wonder if he was friends with your guys' buddy, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, your poster boy for the Maryland dad, considering this did happen in Maryland. What about Dakara Thompson, a four-year-old little girl who was raped, murdered, and then her body was thrown off of a bridge by an illegal from Guatemala? Or Lakin Riley, who was beaten to death from trying to resist rape from an illegal who was let in under the Biden administration? I could do this all day. The list is long, and these were all preventable crimes. Some of us are getting everything we voted for because we voted to protect this country, to protect our safety and our freedoms. And no amount of gaslighting from you, irrelevant freak, and the rest of these liberals who are trying to import votes, no amount of gaslighting and fear-mongering from you is going to make me feel anything differently. And what about you? Are you so micro that you can't protect women in society? You're going to vote against us, against our safety? That's what you're doing.
All they have is, oh, a woman went into a controlled area with the streets blocked off and driving her vehicle around and wouldn't get out, so they arrested her. That's all they got. That's their newest big thing right now. Oh, look, they're being mean to a woman. Oh, God. And she yells, they're beating me up. All they have is their hands on her. They're attacking me. They're a police brutality because she's trained. We have the training videos. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Mike Lindell, who's up in Minnesota, can break all this down. I got more clips, more news. It's all important. Stay with us, and I got a bunch of other big subjects going to be hitting today. Please remember, I can't do this without your support. It was so popular, they did a one-day 40% off store-wide flash sale on all the incredible supplements, on all the Patriot apparel, and on the World War II updated modern trench knife with the brass knuckles all murdered out and skull crusher, 10-inch razor-sharp stainless steel blade inscribed with life is fiery with its beauty. A 1940s style pinup girl on it. Really awesome. That is an amazing knife at 40%. It is 40% off. It is a steal. We've extended the sale one more day today. 40% off mega sales, but extended everything at thealexjonesstore.com. It's 40% off. No discount code needed. Just right at point of sale. 40% off. You'll also have 3 days left to enter to win the Ford Raptor plus $10,000 cash. Any purchase pushes you in 50x. To win the sweepstakes. Most people win the last week, just so you know. Every order placed today gets you 50x entries to win the Raptor plus the new promo started. You'll also get put in to win the brand new Ford F-250 diesel. They're all super off-road packages. $10,000 cash on top of that. This sale will end tonight. It will be over January 14th at midnight. I've been under the weather, so I couldn't cut the new ads for today, so that's why this happened. That's not a gimmick. We're all extended one more day. It's extended because I just couldn't get it done. But be sure and get the new limited edition Life is Fire with its beauty trench knife available now. It's going to sell out in just the next few days at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Thanks for keeping us on the air. You are the InfoWar. I salute and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us.
We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.